Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
This is a tale with a happy ending.
Gio, come here, puppy. Come on, puppy. Let's go. Good boy. Good boy, Gio.
Once upon a time, there was a man and his best friend.
I'm Jay Santos, and I live in the neighborhood. My dog Gio and I come here probably once or twice a day just to have fun and use the park.
Lots of dogs use this small corner park in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's designed for dogs. There's a chain-link fence surrounding a field of gravel where Gio, a sleek Faro hound, and his new friend Sadie, a curbstone setter, run and take care of business. For Gio's owner, Jay Santos, business is picking up.
I have a bag in my hand. I will be making a deposit.
Ordinarily, Santos would dump the bag into a garbage can and city workers would haul the contents to a landfill. But since August, dog owners at this park have been dumping their pet waste into a work of art called the Park Spark Project.
It's form and function. I think it's fun. We put our dog poop in every day and it powers the light. I mean, what's better than that?
The art installation is a device that converts pooch waste into gas that powers an antique street lamp, shedding light on a common problem, how to curb canine carbon.
Well, my name is Matthew Mazzotta, and I'm a conceptual artist, and I live here in Boston, and I'm produced this Park Spark project. Owning a dog is sometimes not the most environmentally sound thing you can do. I guess this is one way of reducing that footprint.
Or carbon pawprint, as the case may be. It's estimated there are nearly 80 million dogs in the United States. That's a lot of climate-changing waste going to waste in landfills. Last year, Matt Mazzotta traveled to India, where he saw methane digesters used on farms. When he came back home, the light bulb went on over his head.
That garbage can used to be full all the time. Oh. That's where I came up with the idea. It was totally full a year ago, and I thought to myself, you know what? We should be using that.
Show me how it works.
Yeah, okay.
At the edge of the park are two bright yellow metal tanks and the old-fashioned streetlight.
So this is a digester. It's a passive system. There's no electricity. There's no anything involved. The technology all lies in the fact that it's anaerobic, which means it's what you're putting in there, you're depriving it of oxygen. So here you have a little inlet pipe, and when the dog does its business, you pick it up and you throw it in here in one of these biodegradable bags. It goes inside, sinks to the bottom, and in that environment, the microbes that are already in the waste, they start to breathe out methane. The same way we breathe out carbon dioxide, they breathe out methane. The dog waste goes in, and then there's a little stir here that just agitates it. So it just turns like that. This is an old, I wanted some old looking handle, so I went to an antique store and got this thing. And that kind of mixes it up a bit. It's not the most essential thing, but it makes it a little bit more efficient.
How long does it take for the average bag to turn into a light?
Well, the whole thing is the bag has to biodegrade first before the dog poop can become usable. But I started on cow manure, so I had to wait about a week and a half. And actually, I had a scientist come down here. He tested it, and he says, you know, you're a little bit low on your pH. Put it in two boxes of baking soda. So, and then that actually cleared it up, and now the gas is burning nice and white.
So you've had nothing else since then?
No, this is, that's why I think it's so magical. I think that's why I was interested in it. Is this, it's a passive system, and it just uses one technology to just close off the oxygen. So you're using dog waste and water, that's it. There's nothing else.
How much light will, you know, a daily dose of do?
So the digesters, the amount of light you'll get is how big it's scaled. This particular one, I scaled it, I think, on the rather small side for the amount of waste that's coming in here. What I've been doing is just burning it all night. Turn it on at 7:30 and then turn it off in the morning when I wake up. But if you scale them a little bit bigger, and if there's more dog waste, this thing could run 24 hours a day, which is the idea, I think. That's where I think it gets most exciting, this free energy source.
Not only is it free, but it burns free. I mean, it's a carbon recycling project.
Yeah, so I think there's three layers of awesomeness with this project. The first one is that you're greening the park. You're collecting this methane, which is one of the most potent greenhouse gases. It's like 70 times worse than carbon dioxide. This is reducing that by burning it. The second is a free energy source. And then the third layer is what are we going to do with this? And I think that's an exciting moment. What do we do with this free energy inside the city? So trying to collect ideas so we can either turn it into a popcorn machine or something the community actually would want and participate in.
What's interesting is that it wasn't an engineer that did this. It was an artist.
I think that there's a breed of artists that are these interdisciplinary or transdisciplinary artists. They go into other disciplines, say, you know, this technology has already been used, you know, biology and the physics and all this, but I think the artist's role is to bring it to this new context, to make this social role or something more environmental or something more visible. So I think that's the role of an artist that I'm in.
So it's art in context. It's the context that makes the art.
Yep, yep. It's where you're presenting this information. So scientists might present it in journals and have all kinds of mathematics involved. I'm taking it and presenting it to a park.
Do you have a dog?
I don't. Yeah, it's funny, right? I've met a lot of dogs through this, though.
Conceptual artist Matthew Mazzotta. The lights will go out on his Park Spark project later this month, but his dog power methane digester has generated a lot of interest from as far off as Bogota, Colombia, a small town in Italy, and Hungary. You can check out photos of our happy tale at loe.org.